Unintentionally finding ourselves last on our list, we had had enough. We decided no more countless sacrifices, no more getting lost in the busy.
So now we grab our keys and go. Hi, I'm Mel.
And I'm Nat.
And we have created this podcast because we believe it's time for women to take action.
In here, we will lean into the funny side while we get curious about the possibilities of moving from mess to yes.
Like a cozy couch conversation or a chat at the kitchen table with your girlfriends, we are in this together as we sidestep the clutter and give ourselves permission to move back up to the top of our list.
So grab your keys and let's go.
Hello. Hi, Nat.
Hey, Mel.
We are back for another episode, but we are so blessed because we actually have a guest with us today. Again, we are so lucky, and she's got some gold to share with us today. So we can't wait for this episode. So we've got Madhu here with us today. Hello, Madhu.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for inviting me on. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And we usually start our podcast with a grab your keys and go, a little bit of a celebration or reflection. Would you like to start today by sharing your grab your key and go?
Sure.
Moment. Yeah.
Well, when you posed this question, I'm going to tell you the first thing that came into my mind.
Yes,
and it's not so recent. It's not within the last few weeks.
Yeah,
it's within the last few years.
Yes.
And I'd been teaching yoga for maybe 3 or 4 years. And for me, the morning practice was so profound when I started teaching yoga.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I didn't have a lot of computer sort of knowledge in those days. And I thought to myself, I really want to record videos because I know that yoga can change the world and I want to get out and reach as many people as I can. And I kept procrastinating. And lockdown came. And I remember this one morning, it was the 21st of March, 2020, when those imaginary doors came down. Mm-hmm. And I got my keys. I grabbed my keys. I got up. And I got in front of the camera and I did my very first live to the world yoga practice. That was my get up and go moment. It was so freaking scary.
Yes.
Like I was just freaking out.
Yeah.
But I haven't looked back. I love it. I just love.
Yeah. And the first one, even though we're serving people, the first one is more for us, I think, than anybody else, you know. Like it's more that we're going, okay, I believe that I can do this, you know, and then we do and then we're like, oh, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, and things that we really care about, it does feel scary at the start because we really care. Yeah. Like, so I just love that. I love that that came to your mind straight away because that's, a pivotal point in your life, really, a pivotal point.
Oh,
so,
massive. And
it's okay to like your work because you've talked about grabbing your keys and going to work in a sense. And I love that you've said that because Mel and I like grabbing our keys and going to work too because we love
what
we
do.
Right? So it doesn't always have to be something that has nothing to do with that. Like you can actually love.
I actually think there are people in the world that work to live and there are some people that live to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think either one of them is wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's good to know. Mm-hmm. Why you're going to work each day.
Yeah.
And I definitely I don't know. Got my COVID brain on. I definitely live to work. I love my work so much. It just is so much about who I am and serving people and it really brings me such joy every day. It's great. And I'm sure you girls are the same by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we hear you. I love that. And I'm thank
sorry,
you for
yeah,
bringing,
we can feel that energy now. Coming off you already. Like it's clear that you love what you do. And we were just saying like retiring, like we don't even need to retire. Like we do this forever, like because we just love it. So
I know, right? Yeah. I'm like 56 now. I'm 56 now and I'm like thinking, no, like, I just can't see that day where I'm not serving in some capacity, you know, because it does. It just, well, that's human nature, isn't it, to connect. Like that's the yep. force of love within us all and yeah. and wanting to connect yep. is intrinsic in the human being. And if you're moving outside yeah. of that, in mm-hmm. you're moving away from that, sort of more into fear and disconnection, that's when you know you're not on the right path because yeah. it's innate within each one of yeah. us to connect.
Yeah. That's it. And just that awareness yeah. when it yes, comes, that's what, yeah, when it becomes clarity.
That's what brings us the yeah. joy and the love. Yeah. In each day is that waking yes. up to, you know, and serve is a kind of tricky word.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us give and we're not open to receiving.
Mm.
And if
Well, we've got a good podcast about that one already.
I won't rub it on then, because you guys have covered that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So good.
Yeah, well, you got yours, Mel? I've got this art room, which just brings me so much joy, up the top level of our house. And I have hardly got into it this year. Like, I've been doing all our beautiful work in there, and it's an amazing, inspiring space, but I missed just painting. And just yesterday we did an art session for our membership space, and then afterwards I got so inspired that I just wanted to get my paints out again, and I literally got them out and just painted on a canvas, and oh my goodness. Yeah, it just reminded me. I know how much I love it, and I just haven't made the time for it. So I suppose while I had that 20-minute gap in between something else, I thought, nah, that's it. I'm just going to pour out the paints. Yes. And the inspiration just started. I picked up the brush, started mixing the colors, and straight away I just felt so much joy again. And so it's just another reminder that the things that we love doing are right there in front of us sometimes. And I just saw that gap and I was right there in front of it all, and it just reminded me that, like, no, that's it, I'm just going to do it. And I think it started something again, because I think I want to get back in there this afternoon. Yeah,
I've got a nice simple one like that too, actually, because last night I finished up, I had a breathwork session facilitated last night, and I finished up around 9:15, and I could just feel like after I hopped off, like, beautiful being in the space, you know, but once you hop off, it's like, oh, actually, what do I feel like now? And I saw all my family watching a movie in the lounge room, and I was like, I checked in, you know, and I'm like, that doesn't feel right for me right now. Like, that's not going to serve me, I don't think, for the, you know, last few days I've had. So I actually went upstairs, had to heat up my wheat bag, which again is weird because it's supposed to be summer. But I heated up my wheat bag and went upstairs, and I just snuggled in and I just went into my book.
Yeah, perfect.
And it was fantastic.
So nourishing.
Because sometimes, family can do that sometimes. You know, they can kind of pull you in, and then you say yes, but that's not really what you want to be doing. And it's not that I don't like my family. Yeah. It's just that wasn't the right thing.
Yeah, I have had a lot happen. And I do believe, like, sometimes, you know, if you're sitting there all just watching a show, you're not really connecting anyway. So you're not really missing out on much, because really you're all just sitting there in the space. Like, sometimes you can go.
Sometimes. Yeah. I usually have kids all over me.
The cuddles.
I get all the cuddles, and that's when we can do the nice, tactile. You know. Like, yeah, hanging out, like, but I was like, I didn't want that.
That's right. Yeah, great catch.
Well, I didn't need that.
I just want to celebrate you there, because quite often, women.
Thank you.
You know, we just give it all up for the kids, and sometimes I remember when I had the smaller kiddies. You know, I've got 4 children.
Yeah,
and I remember sometimes feeling that I had to be on the couch. I had to be there with them. I had to be that support. Yeah. And everything inside of me was going, I want to go and lay down on my bed and read a book. I need some space. I need some time. And there's that fight within us, isn't there? It's like, you're just growling.
Yeah.
Oh, and on the outside, you kind
of
not being.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And like, what is the message you're giving your kids in that moment, right?
Oh, would have to feel that, because we all know that it's the energy, not the actual thing that's going on out here. I had good support though too. I had really good support, because my husband also recognized, like, he had an understanding, even though I hadn't communicated it, he had an understanding. And so therefore I didn't have that battle either. So I didn't have a battle with him or a battle with them. It was just like everyone, you know, it was all good. It was actually just easy. So I actually appreciated that last night, that it could be easy.
Good on you for doing it. So much learning, and that it is. That's all good stuff as well. It's and it's so real and raw. So
that's right.
Something that you wanted to share today was something that I'm not very familiar with myself, but I know that so many of the listeners are going to get value out of this. And you were hoping to speak on morning rituals and routines and how they help you say yes to yourself, and sometimes how they're the first step in honoring yourself as well. So we would love to know some of your wisdom around this area.
Sure.
Yeah, because
and a story if you've got one. We like stories in here.
All right, my story. So when I started yoga teacher training, you know, I was in that boat of like having four small children, having no time for myself, and yoga really spoke to me. I'm a deeply spiritual person. I wouldn't say I'm religious in any way, shape, or form, but always a seeker, you know. And I was feeling quite exhausted, you know, this typical thing, exhausted. Just never feeling, always feeling behind the eight ball and, you know, never seeing the end of the washing, blah, 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 all that stuff, you know, that can really overwhelm us. And so I decided that I would embark on teacher training, yoga teacher training, because I was really yearning to learn more about, you know, when you go to a yoga class and all of a sudden you feel like you go in there feeling exhausted and you come out feeling like you've just been to the petrol station and fully topped up, you know. And I was like, I know, right? 100%. And I was like, what is going on with that? Like, what is that all about? And so I, and the philosophy of it as well. I love a good metaphor. I love a good story. And so that really fed my soul. So, so I went from like doing maybe two or three classes a week to teacher training. So I start teacher training, and the one of the first things they say to me is, "Well, you have to do your own morning practice every morning for an hour and a half." And I was like, "What? With no teacher? Like?" How am I going to do that? Like, you know, talk about pick up your keys and go, right? And so I remember the very first time I did this, my house was tiny and there was no space for me to do my yoga practice, right? I had to roll my mat out. It was half under the dining room table and I felt like an absolute twat. Like I just felt embarrassed and awkward. And I was saying to myself in my mind, what are you doing? Like there's no one here, no one cares, but there's all of these feelings about doing something new, about making a change, about saying yes to yourself, right? And it can feel really awkward in the beginning. And that was my, that was the very beginning of my yoga teacher training. Once I got underway, shifted things around, created room for myself. My whole life changed. That hour and a half that I spent for myself. And I'm not suggesting that people do it for an hour and a half. Like I had to do it for an hour and a half because I because I was learning and you know, it was a process for me. That hour or that time that I gave myself in the morning, I would wake up. It was so quiet in the house. And I would move out into my space and I would move quietly. There was a candle that I always lit. I always put the incense on. I would move through my yoga practice. I would sit in meditation. And the really beautiful thing was like, you know, of course, my youngest one, she would maybe hear me and she would come out. And from that point, I had to start setting boundaries, right? No, this is mama's time. And sometimes when I would sit in meditation, she would sneak up real quiet. She'd open my shawl. She was only two at the time. And she would sit in my lap while I was sitting in meditation. Magical, gorgeous moments.
I was going to say.
Like, that's right. Okay, so I started this morning ritual and what I discovered from that was that my life became manageable. My four kids became manageable. I didn't feel exhausted anymore because I was taking this time for myself. What I realize now is that I was regulating my nervous system before I started my day. I didn't dive out of bed on and serving. I was stopping. I was coming into myself. I was spending that time regulating my nervous system, calming my mind. You know, I had a notepad there. I was writing out everything I had to do for the day, getting it all down.
Mm.
And, you know, nowadays I journal as well. I've developed journaling mm-hmm. to go in with that time frame. Mm-hmm. Now I squeeze it all into half an hour. Mm-hmm. I don't do, you know, that massive practice anymore.
But it won't feel like a squeeze, right? Because yeah. it has a flow to it, you know, like it would, I'm sure absolutely it wouldn't feel not. Like a squeeze.
And, yeah. you know, mm. on the weekends mm. I can just, like time disappears, time becomes irrelevant when you yeah. learn yeah. to create that space for yeah. yourself. But life, you know, mm. it depends on your life, I suppose. Like for me, I get up at 5 yeah. and I do yeah. that practice. I teach yoga at 6 a.m. I've got my daughter on the bus by 7. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. you know, there's all that stuff.
Yeah. That's actually, can I ask you a question in there? Because I think that will be a really cool mm. thing for people to understand on the outside of that. Because when they do start to do things like this, can, let's just open up some possibilities and get curious around, can we do these things at nighttime? Does it have to be in the morning? Can you find other parts of your day where it fits in for you? Yeah. Or, because I'd love for you sure. to speak around your experience sure. of that.
My experience. So I've yeah. been teaching, you know, through the Rise and Shine studio, I've been teaching this for quite a while. And what of course you can do it any time of the day you want.
Yeah.
And there are some yoga people, course, like they do their morning practice, they do an afternoon, like a yoga nidra, you know, a rest, mm-hmm. and then yeah. they do a practice at mm-hmm. night. Hey, mm-hmm. knock mm-hmm. yourself out, right?
Yeah.
If you're a yeah. mum, I think, right. you know, your demographic mm. is mums, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. if you don't, mostly. My experience,
mm-hmm.
it depends on the person. Mm. Of course you can do this practice at nighttime. My experience is mm-hmm. that if you don't put yourself first
yeah.
at the beginning of mm-hmm. the day and you make that effort to yep. create that time for yourself, like, yeah. you know, time
mm.
isn't going to stop.
Yeah.
You it have to create the time mm. for yeah. yourself.
Yeah.
I find if you don't do it at yeah. the beginning of the day, you get to the end of the day, you're absolutely yeah. buggered and you just want to go to bed. Mm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. Personally, yeah.
That's me.
I think the morning ritual, mm. even yeah, if
– sounds beautiful.
You know, to my students, I say to them, look, if you have to sleep and you get up late, that's fine. We're all human. We have sleepless nights. You know, yeah. we have young kids. We have stuff going on. Even if you come to the mat and you sit on your mat for 5 minutes with your eyes closed, yeah. take a few deep breaths. You know, Nat, I heard you saying you do breath work.
Mm-hmm.
Do some of that breath work just,
yeah. Yeah.
just for 5 minutes. Just yep. ground in at the beginning yep. of the day and then move yep. out into your day.
Totally agree.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what beautiful. I would say.
Mm. I just know people will have that question in their mind. It's like, oh, but I'm not a morning yeah, person, or I'm not at a, yeah. you know, because this is what we
yeah.
we say to ourselves. And for some people that is mm. real truth, like, you know, mm. that maybe it does work better at nighttime. Yeah. Like you said, there will be some people out there that feels better yeah. there. However, which then sets you up for the morning, right? It sets you up
sleep.
For the next yep. day. It
That's
can
exactly
do that.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But I love that, yeah, it's got some, there's some other elements in there yeah. that we get to get curious about as to why we can't start with us.
I think absolutely. That's really cool to, and I think, you know, when I had my first well. Child, mm. A midwife said to me, you have to look at the 24-hour clock. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't start to mm-hmm. get a child ready for bed, ready for sleep mm-hmm. at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you have to have that mm-hmm. rhythm throughout the whole day. And I think as women, yeah. I love to work mm-hmm. with the seasons. I love to work with the moon. I love to work with mm-hmm. those rhythms throughout the day. Yeah. You know, even our circadian rhythms, mm-hmm. you yeah. have to know that stuff. Like, that's what nature offers us. That is our yeah. reflection of yeah. nature, right?
Definitely.
And so, yeah, so when beautiful. We start to get mm. chaotic, we can look outside of ourselves and we can begin to connect back into those rhythms and rituals of nature.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we find the one yeah. that works for us. And I think the 24-hour day mm. is definitely your own circadian rhythms. You need to know exactly what's going yeah. on for you and then find what works for you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. But be yeah. careful of the excuses. Mm. You know, the I'm not a morning person, yeah. the I'm not a morning person can be a bit of a cop-out, you know.
Yeah.
Because there is
– That's right.
Yeah. I was thinking about like that it's all a choice kept coming into it. Like really when you know what the benefits are going to be, it just becomes a choice. Like if you choose that and you start to feel those benefits, it the momentum begins as well. Like we've all felt that in things that we've tried before. They start to feel good. It's easy to keep motivated because it's feeling great. We're noticing the difference. We're noticing the ripple effect. And so really it's almost about that awareness that this can help us choose to try to do that and then the ripple effect will begin, which is just so beautiful.
And you've also really inspired me. It's you're changing a habit, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that's, I was just, oh, there's this beautiful woman, Dr. Carolyn Leaf is her name, and she's written a book called Dealing with the Mess of Your Mind or something like that. Yeah. And she's created this thing called neurocycling. And like she says, it takes 63 days to change a habit, right? Yeah. 63 days.
Yeah.
And like when I started my yoga practice many, many years ago, in the beginning it feels awkward. It feels dumb. You know, it feels wrong. Like, you know, it's just you've got to move past all that stuff to create a new habit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to fall over. Yeah. You're going to fall over. There's going to be days where your mind wins out.
Yes.
And your old habits win out.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, what do you say under, like, because this would be good for, we will have to wrap up shortly, but what do you say underneath that? Like, what are you saying to yourself when those things are happening?
When
the motivation.
When the challenge comes, what are you saying? Off. Yeah, so that you can keep going.
Yeah, right. Okay, so how do I get myself out of bed?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'll talk into two aspects of that, right? Yeah. When I wake up and I don't have the energy, I decide, I make a decision in that moment. That is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up
commitment.
Or I'm not going to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I've had a crappy night, like just recently I've had COVID, there's been some moments where I've woken up. And I've gone back to sleep because I am just too tired and my body needs rest.
So you've done a check-in.
I've done a check-in. You've done a check-in. And I'm like, no. In a sense, and when I get up, I've just done a bit of meditation. I've let my body rest, right? So I made that decision. I'm not getting up today.
Yes.
If I make the decision, yes, I'm getting up today, then it's all that good stuff. Why am I getting up? Because I'm going to be grounded, because I'm going to be in control of my day, because I know my shit and I'm going to get stuff done.
Yeah.
If I don't make a decision and I'm like, nah, 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 then the rest of my day is, which is frustrating, right?
Yeah.
Like you're just setting yourself up for a shit day. Like so.
That's right. Yeah, you let one thing in and that thought follows another thought, which leads to another thought, which leads to another thought. So we might as well check in with a good thought in the morning.
Another thing I do is since I've gone through menopause, I do wake up a little more tired and I've got two alarms. I've got my 5 o'clock and my 5:15. So I do spend that 15 minutes thinking great stuff about myself.
Yeah.
Thinking great stuff about my day.
Yeah.
Resting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just letting myself wake up slowly. And then when that 5:15 alarm goes, then I'm off.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's another option too.
Yeah.
I think the most valuable thing though is if you fall whatever decision you make, say you make the decision that you're not getting out of bed today, get out of bed tomorrow. I think what can happen is that we go, oh, I didn't get out of bed. I'm hopeless. I'm useless. This is stupid. I can't make a change.
Yeah.
You know, you start to criticize yourself. You start to analyze yourself. And that's where the no lies. You know, you talk about saying yes to yourself. That is where the no lies in the critic and in that garbage mind chatter.
That's the sabotage.
Yeah. So don't, you know, I didn't get up today. I made the decision I wasn't going to get up today. Be happy with that. Celebrate
that's right.
that. That's I felt
be
tired.
Kind to yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. Kindness. I'm being compassionate. Tomorrow I'm getting up.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to kick out those 63 days to change this habit. I'm going to do it. Oh, and if I sleep in for one, big deal. I'm going to get up for the next and the next and the next. And that's what I love about the Rise and Shine studio so much.
Yeah.
Is that I'm there 6 a.m. Monday, Wednesday and Friday
for
four times. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we do 9 weeks so and then we have 2 weeks off. So I go with the school terms.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Because then you've got to face up, right? You've got to face up. There's all the videos. There's all the different stuff that you can, you know, in the membership site you can come back to.
Yep.
What I'm encouraging you to do
is
to feel into your own body. Mm. What does your body need today? Where do you need to stretch? That's right. Where do you need to breathe? Who do you need to be today?
Yeah.
Be that on the mat. You know, if you're, what is your vision of yourself as the best mum you can be? Be that person on the mat.
Yep.
Awaken her, enliven her, and move. And when you greet your children, you are her, right?
Yep.
You're there already.
That's right.
They're going to respond to you in a really positive way than if you're just slapping toast in the toaster and sticking a load of washing on and, what do you want? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, the whole space.
We've all been there, don't worry.
Oh, that was so inspiring. I just love to feel that energy. Oh, I love this. I'm going to be looking further into
this. Look, it changed my parenting.
Yeah.
It changed my relationship with my partner.
Yes.
It changed it just really that presence that, you know, this the mind – we're so busy and, you know, from an energetic world, universal perspective, it is getting faster. It's not going to slow down. It's up to you and every person to find their own time. You know, you have to create your own time. You've got to put it in your diary.
Yeah.
You've got to have those boundaries with your kids. You know, when you say no to your child, you're showing them love. That is real love because you're teaching them boundaries. If you continually let go of, or, you know, if you continually let go of your own boundaries and say yes, 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 you're not showing them how to say yes to themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. We are teaching them as we're learning ourselves, like as we're making these steps for ourselves, our children take this on as well. So Madhu, thank you so much for sharing that beautiful, inspiring story, journey and tips about our morning rituals. I definitely am inspired myself. We would love to be able to share more of your offerings. So we're going to pop some notes down about your Rise and Shine programs and studio in the show notes. And we'll continue this conversation over in the Facebook group because we've got a little Facebook group that we chat about all our podcasts in. So when this one comes live, we'll be able to invite in the conversation. So thank you so much for joining us today. You've left us with so many inspiring ideas and the conversation will definitely not end here about morning rituals and routines. Thank you, beautiful.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you so much for having me on here and I hope that I have inspired so many people because even, like I said, even if it's that 5 or 10 minutes before the children get up, before you see your husband, before you hit social media, spend that time with your own beautiful self and anchor into your day.
Such a beautiful
so
reminder.
Thank you for allowing me to share that special message. And I'll see you on the Facebook group. That's exciting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
So until our next chat,
have fun noticing the possibilities as you grab your keys and go. Come and have some fun with us. Subscribe to Grab Your Keys and Go podcast now wherever you get your podcasts and let's go from mess to yes.